Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. The Lord came to be the light of the world. He was the true light that enlightens everyone who comes into the world. He was love in human form, the Word made flesh. Yet hardly anyone recognized him because people were so out of touch with love and with truth. Darkness had covered the earth, and gross darkness the people. Some loved darkness better than light because their deeds were evil. They loved deceiving the simple so they could keep them under their control. But others were patiently waiting for the Messiah, the light to the peoples. They didn't have much of an idea who they were waiting for, though. It is similar today. The Lord brought light when he came into the world, but it has largely been cast into darkness again. Many acknowledge God and believe in Jesus Christ as his Son. Few see clearly that Jesus Christ is the one only God. Being in darkness about this most important truth, they see other things also as if by night. The scriptures are hard to understand, they might say. Life after death is vague and uncertain. Morality becomes merely custom, not divine laws to be kept for the sake of the Lord and salvation. Therefore, the Lord has now given us the heavenly doctrine. By it, our spiritual sight can be healed. We can see clearly that there is one God, the divine man. We can read the Word in a new light. We can look into the life after death and picture it clearly and rationally. The Lord gives us insight into the Ten Commandments so that we can direct our lives sensibly and for his sake. Yet for all of us, including those who have grown up with new church teachings, there will be the drama of the conflict with the Pharisees spiritually. We must pass through stages of coming to see the Lord for ourselves. We may imagine that we see well enough. We must come to the realization, one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. The Lord himself opened my eyes. Then we will be equipped to be sympathetic and helpful to others who are similarly blind, and we will be ready for the Lord to open our eyes still more. To be born blind is to know hardly anything about the Lord and to be unable to come to him for help. All of us are born in this state. If we grow up in a church, we are taught various things about the Lord. In this way, the Lord comes to us and anoints our eyes with clay. The water from his mouth is the truth. The soil is the literal meaning of the word, concerned with earthly things, but containing divine truth within. Most of us growing up are touched by the Christmas and Easter stories, and we learn other stories of the word as well with enjoyment. We get the basic truths such as the Ten Commandments and the reality of God. Being sent to the pool of Siloam means reading the word ourselves as adults to find out about God and spiritual life. Notice that Jesus sent the man to the pool by himself. He had to find his own way and wash his eyes. We are left to our own initiative to read and think about spiritual things or not. It may take us a long time to get around to it. We may decide it's not worth the trouble. Jesus' example, helping this man but leaving him room to do things for himself, shows how we should treat our children and our friends. We should not be shy or embarrassed to share the things we find true and helpful in the heavenly doctrine. We owe it to those we love to share what is important to us. At the same time, we have to let their interest and readiness be our guide. We try to provide them with the tools, the clay, but not take away their initiative. Acknowledgement of the Lord grows gradually throughout our life if we are willing. Think of how the man born blind came to worship the Lord by stages. When his eyes were first opened at the pool of Siloam, Jesus was not there. He had never seen the Lord and did not know where to find him, but he knew his name was Jesus. Jesus means Savior. It is a name referring to the Lord's love. The man knew that Jesus cared for him and had done a wonderful thing for him. Similarly, our first faith is derived from people who have loved us, such as our parents or other people whom we have loved and respected. This faith leads us to have some sense of the Lord's love for us and an awareness of some of the wonderful things he has done and is doing for us. When the young man came seeing, his neighbors, who knew he had been born blind, were so astonished that they weren't even sure it was the same man at first. They brought him to the authorities, the Pharisees. When he had told them the story of his miraculous cure, they asked him what he thought of this man who had cured him. His first answer was, "He is a prophet." A prophet means someone who speaks the word of God. Spiritually, this is like the beginning of our own sight that the sacred scriptures and the heavenly doctrine are actually the Lord's word, the Lord speaking to us. We come to see this by our own reflection, not just on our parents and ministers say so. But the Pharisees were eager to discredit Jesus, so they wouldn't accept the man's statement. They called in his parents. Was he really born blind? His parents assured him that he was their son and that he was born blind, but they didn't dare say how he was healed for fear of being ostracized. At times, we feel strong pressures to go along with the prevailing attitudes. We have a fear of being different and of being persecuted for it. This could have been an opportunity for the parents, rejoicing in their son's sight, to acknowledge the Lord. Maybe they did later, but for now, they were too afraid of the Pharisees to open their eyes to the wonderful thing the Lord had done. For all of us, there are tendencies to stay where we are, not to grow, to assume we see, to take it for granted that our church is right. But our church is not nearly as right as it could be. Our church needs to grow toward the Lord. It will always need to grow. We need to be looking for the truth for ourselves, trying to see more clearly. The Jews now put more pressure on the man. He had no support from his frightened parents. The authorities leaned hard on him to say Jesus was a sinner. He responded that he couldn't say whether Jesus was a sinner. The one thing he knew was that from being blind, now he could see. When the Jews pressed him further, he pointed out that Jesus must be from God and no sinner, saying, "Why, this is a marvelous thing that you don't know where he's from. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." Then the Jews angrily threw him out of the synagogue. They forced him to choose between them and Jesus. Whom did he trust? By their pressure, they actually brought the man to see more clearly who Jesus must be. He knew that now he could see. Therefore, Jesus must be from God. This illustrates how the Lord brings blessings for us out of temptations or hard times. Mankind, being in the state that it is, unpleasant, unhappy times are the only way to receive some of the Lord's blessings. This is like vaccination shots for infants. We don't want them to hurt, but they need them to be protected from much worse pain. So there is a blessing in coming to realize that we are blind, really in the dark, with not a clue where to go and powerless to help ourselves. We sometimes hit stages where we feel alone, facing tormentors inside us that feel like a part of ourselves. We may feel that our marriage is a mistake, a relationship going nowhere. We might feel that we don't know what to do with our children. We may recognize serious failings and flaws in our character that we have been unaware of or unwilling to look at before, and consequently feel that we are going to hell. Temptations may arise when we realize that something the Lord has shown us conflicts with an opinion or way of life that is comfortable with us. We have to choose to ignore what the Lord is saying and carry on as before, even though it may not be so happy or working so well in our lives, or to make a change. For example, speaking to our children or to our spouse in a different way. Through the course of such experiences, we realize what a gift it is to see a way forward. We grab hold of truths that come to us much more strongly than before. We confirm things that used to be merely traditional with us, or we confirm new ways of life, changes that we have needed to make for a long time. When we choose to be loyal to the Lord and follow Him, our faith in Him and love for Him is strengthened as in no other way. The Pharisees' pressure on the man backfired. He went away clearer and stronger in his faith in Jesus than before. The same can be true for us when the hells are pressing us and the Lord leads us through temptation to peace. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into the world, so that they who do not see may see, and those who see may be made blind." The man who had been blind could now see that his former leaders were the blind ones. Such judgments on old ways of thinking and acting can be painful, but in the end, they free us to see clearly and be led by the Lord. If we seek the Lord where He may be found in His Word, and are faithful to Him even when it is hard, the Lord will be able to open our eyes more and more. He will show us ways in which we can be of help to our friends and neighbors in and out of our congregation. And when the Lord comes to us, we will be able to respond like the man born blind. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.